Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. I wait for the Lord, my soul waits for his word. Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. After he had fed the people, Jesus made the disciples get into a boat and precede him to the other side, while he dismissed the crowds. After doing so, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. It was evening when he was there alone. Meanwhile, the boat, already a few miles offshore, was being tossed about by the waves, for the wind was against it. During the fourth watch of the night, he came toward them, walking on the sea. When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified. "It is a ghost," they said, and they cried out in fear. At once Jesus spoke to them, "Take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid." Peter said to him in reply, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." Peter got out of the boat and began to walk on the water toward Jesus. When he saw how strong the wind was, he became frightened and beginning to sink. He cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately, Jesus stretched out his hand and caught Peter and said to him, "O you of little faith, why do you doubt?" After they got into the boat, the wind died down. Those who were in the boat did him homage, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. It's a beautiful experience of Peter walk on the water. I think he's the first person in the world that can walk on the surface of the water. But after a few moments, seeing the wind so strong, he got scared. And then he cried out, "Lord, save me." Well, it's so true. There are times we're in danger. We need to ask for help. We need to tell Jesus, "Lord, we need your help." It is our pride sometimes that we didn't ask for help. We struggle to succeed. Of course, it depends on what thing we are doing to do. If we are doing the will of God, always there's a grace at the back. When we meet failure, sometimes a test, sometimes a learning process for us to work harder. In order, on the other hand, also try to trust in the grace of God. Jesus is listening to our prayer. By the time Peter was sinking, Jesus at once stretched his hand to him. We can imagine Jesus might run to him to save him. Jesus is always ready to save us, to give a helping hand. It's a matter of us whether we let out our hand to let Jesus take hold of it. We are sure Peter held his both hands to Jesus because he was sinking. Let us learn from Peter. Trust in the helping hand of the Lord. Like Peter, cry out, Lord, save me. This is our prayer. This is what Jesus expects us to trust him. On the one hand, he is able to give all the graces. On the other hand, also we need to be humble. We need to ask. Jesus always reminds disciples, ask, be given, locked, the door will be open, seek, and you will find it. So let us ask our Lord to give us a righteous of soul to do the right thing, first of all, also to trust in his grace to fulfill all the duties we have to do in our life. Jesus is always by our side. Like Peter, we know that we walk towards him. Although sometimes we fall, but don't hesitate to cry out, Jesus, save me.